Now we have people standing by, playing car wash in the background, ready to drive their cars with the windows open, I hope.
Convertibles welcome.
Through actual car washes. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea?
My name's Bill.
Hi there. Where are you from, Bill?
Bill, I'm calling from Rancho Padova.
Okay. Northern California?
Yeah, near Sacramento.
Okay.
Ah, this ought to be great.
And are you at a, boy, it's almost like the drive-thru game. Are you at a car wash right now that's attached to a gas station?
Yes, I'm at Zinfandel and Sunrise.
Are you all right? Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm starting to go through right now.
He can't find me, Mike. I saw you last night on Last Comic Standing.
He said he's going through right now. I don't believe him. I don't believe him at all.
Let's hear it.
Can you hear it? Oh,
hello? Well, see, now we didn't even get a chance to ask him allegedly what kind of car he had.
You can't possibly let him have the money.
No, I'm not.
That would be a total injustice.
He's gone anyway. All right, let's see who's on this line. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Hey, hi. What's your name? Hello.
What it do? Hi, Don and Mike.
Are you at a car wash? Are you at a car wash?
Of course. That's where I work.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ.
It's another pretender to the throne.
It's too darn hot.
Okay, well, now I'm seeing on the screen that I guess a lot of people are scamming us.
Now, come on. Now, it's a hot day. It's a perfectly good idea.
As I recall,
it's too darn
do I have to get
hot.
In my car and drive out to one myself?
Yes. I think, as I recall, would you do that in your new car?
No, I wouldn't. No.
You would be my hero if you did that.
Sorry.
I think when we did do this 3 or 4 years ago and people actually did do it, we had to have other people as spotters.
Right.
And remember, spotting is a problem, girls, if you're just to that point listening to our show.
See your doctor.
Tell mom about it.
Talk to her.
Not daddy, because daddy won't understand.
Talk to someone you trust.
We had people saying that they were driving through car washes.
Right.
And then people saying, I'm at the car wash that these people say that they're at, and they're not really here. Mm-hmm. So we had to have people watching and spotting.
Right. We're picturing the same kind of car wash that is perfect. It's the kind where it is next to the gas station, and it has that little wand that goes up and down, and it just has the
like a power washer almost.
Right.
This should be easy, because now certain cars come with drainage holes, like the Scion.
Oh, yeah, like those boxy cars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the Honda Element come with those too?
Didn't we have a discussion about this when those cars came out? I hated them so much, and people called in and said,
like toasters.
You can wash them. You can puke in it and wash it out. I almost bought one.
They said that the insides are plastic.
Some of the car. Now, is it the Scion?
I recall it being the Scion.
I thought it was the Honda Element, where you can actually hose it down on the inside.
Make sure you have the drainage hole before you hose.
I could have used that. Could have used that in college.
Yes.
It is too darn hot.
Especially when my fraternity brother, Yoo-Hoo, ate 15 Jack Tacos in Poughkeepsie, New York. And then I had to ride home with him.
Never ride with anyone named Yoo-Hoo.
No.
You know how long Jack Tacos from Jack in the Box take to, like, get through the system?
How long?
It's nanoseconds.
8 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And I had to ride back with him all the way up Route 9.
I was giving you a serious answer.
Yeah. 8 seconds?
I said 8 minutes.
I mean,
I think, really, if you have...
He was halfway through. He ate them. He ate them all at the Jack in the Box. We pulled over. He went through, talked to the clown, got his Jack Tacos. Then he pulled over. We pulled over in the parking lot. He ate 15. It was a challenge that we gave. And then I rode back with, like, 3 other guys in the car, and it hit him, like, before we pulled out of the parking lot.
I know the eggs at our dining hall in college took 75 minutes.
It's too darn hot.
It's not like you had a long class.
Is it everybody calling now is scamming us?
Not right.
Just as everybody that's calling us now is scamming us on this.
That is wrong. Right. You know what? Here's the deal. As soon as we start any contest like this with a call from Sacramento, we have trouble. Where are the honorable people from Wichita that play the contest the way they're supposed to be played?
The Iowans.
All we require is one person to not scam us and drive to a car wash with the water jets.
It's a hot
roll down your windows, because the whole country's having a heat wave.
It's like 100 in Wichita.
Anybody honest on the phone?
Not as we can tell right now.
Oh, come on! What's wrong with people?
That's obvious, Mike.
Well, I try to have faith in my fellow man.
Hey, fat ass.
God damn it. All right, come on. Keep calling, fat asses. We need a call from the nation's breadbasket. where people play contests right.
That's right.
It's too darn hot.
That first guy, that's the guy who set the tone for the whole thing.
I'm doing the contest.
I'm the grease
man. I'm at the thing right now trying to make you
fat ass.
That must sound like Rodney there.
Hey, you fat ass.
Pisses me off.
All right, well, hold on. As always, I got a backup plan. There's no need to flip out here. Mm-hmm. Get out the music for the other thing.
You got it.
Okay, Slim? Get the music. Get the music there, Slim.
Slim.
Mike, I got...
You're speaking ironically because I'm fat.
Come on, Tiny.
However, we'll leave this open.
It's too darn hot.
For anybody of honesty today.
It is
today,
too darn hot.
Anybody, a God-fearing listener who wants to play the game the right way.
You know what it is.
Call.
Society is becoming too wealthy. Society is becoming too wealthy. That's what it is. You know what? People don't want to mess up their nice little cars. That's what it
bucks.
Is. You got to do it. You know, if you have a beater, this is a perfect thing to do.
Yes.
You got that vinyl upholstery that you really don't care about. That's what you do. You want to do it then.
I need washing anyway.
We'll wait. The lines are ringing. We'll see if Joe and John get anybody. You know, the whole thing back there
Joe.
Is that at least we are aware of the fact that we're being scammed.
Yeah, we know.
Like we'll try. Oh, hold on a second. Well, they just picked it up. I see there's a bunch of them that were ringing. Never mind. You know what? We'll come back to it. You guys answer. Mike, I got something for you right here.
Very good.
From today's USA Today. You almost forgot it was Wednesday, didn't you?
I did. I actually did.
Here you go.
Thank you.
All I can tell you is today's topic is shoes.
Say no more.
Now, hold on a second. Isn't it always like this?
Always.
Hey, Yanni.
Yes?
What do we think about this guy on hold? Literally on the level or not?
Joe is confused. He has no opinion one way or the other on him.
Hey, that's good. That means it's you and me, brother. It means it's you and I on live radio right now.
John, how's your chair?
It's great.
It's too darn hot.
All right, hold on. We'll try
you want some 3-in-1 oil on that thing?
All right, Joe says that this guy's fake and he's got his number so we can expose him.
Okay, all right. Hold on a second then. Let me get back to this and hello, Don and Mike show. Who the heck is this?
Hey, my name is John.
Hello, John. Are you really at a car wash?
Yeah, I'm at an AMP. I'm gonna go ahead and buy the car wash right here. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, ho, slow down, yeah. Slow down.
Hold
we got to ask
on,
a few
son.
Questions. Did you say you're at an AMCO?
AMPM.
AMPM, what is it?
Ambien, Mike.
Ambien.
It's an Ambien.
A sleepy little gas station. Where are you calling from, John?
Davis, California.
It's too darn hot.
Well, Mike, just because they're calling from California doesn't mean they're all bad.
Yes, it does. All right, well, good luck to you, John. That's the gas station.
Did you say you'd not even purchased it yet?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Did you say that you had not even purchased the car wash yet?
No, I'm standing in line to purchase it right now. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Describe the car wash to us. What kind is it?
It's a drive-thru. It's behind the car wash and or behind the actual pumps.
Hold on a second. Speaking of humps, hold on a second.
Humps.
Let me see. Hey, my humps. Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's another guy. Now, this says on the screen,
Norman!
Says this guy can do it. Hello, Bob.
That'd be me.
Bob in Iowa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm starting to get some confidence back.
Bob, what type of car wash are you at?
I'm in Amico, and I'm actually going to walk in and buy the car wash and then pull my car around and... I'm not sure exactly. I imagine you want me to drive through with my windows open.
Yes, that would be with your windows and sunroof open.
Now,
I have a sunroof, too.
Bob, is it one of those car washes where you just pull your car into the garage and then the jets work around your car while your car is stationary? Is that the kind it is?
That is exactly what it is.
Well, get to it, man. Buy your car wash.
Right, well, you
what's the prize? What's the prize?
Before he buys his ticket, you know.
The prize is a big pile of poop.
No.
Yeah, no, really. No, it's a big pile of poop. It has flies around it. It's got boogers in it.
We're going to send it to you next day air.
I can get that free as scat lover.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Damn it.
It's too darn hot.
Maybe it is too darn hot.
Hold on a second.
What happened to John in California? Who was putting words in the wrong places?
John?
Okay. Yes.
What?
What's wrong with your cell phone?
It's too darn hot.
Hey, John.
God damn it. Wait. I'm calling from Avis, California.
Train wreck radio. You know what I'd like to do to all your listeners today?
What?
ape you. I'd like to ape you for ruining this segment.
Now, it sounds, I think John from Davis, California is legit. He's just got a horrible cell phone connection.
John?
Yes, let me do this.
Okay. John, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Ed, we're going to leave you on hold. That'll give you time to buy the car wash. When we come back, you should, in fact, have purchased the car wash.
And a new phone.
And we'll be able to drive through and allow us to hear you with your windows open.
John, do they have your phone number?
I don't know if they do or not.
John, it might be a good idea for them to get his phone number. Maybe call him back, see if we can get a better connection.
I've got 916-806. Is that your phone number?
That's it.
Okay. All right, hold on. We got his number. Okay.
All right, good.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Well, I didn't give them all out.
Meanwhile, Iowa Bob. Well, what's the prize?
And here's someone with a crap detector already. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hey, other than Sacramento Davis area, there are no car washes at AM PM stations. It's just a fact. There are car washes at Shell.
And it's guys like you.
Now,
there are no help whatsoever. You're not going to play the game, are you?
Hold on. As soon as the guy said that, though, the other guy just hung up.
Darn it!
Hey, John, did that guy hang up?
Yes, he did.
Ah, that's a yes, Don.
Cut the big D.
Hey, what's that?
Hey!
Darn it!
Hold on, we got him back. I know we got a break, Rob. I know we got a break. Put him on hold for a second. Put him on hold. Thank you, Joe. John!
Yes.
Okay. John, some guy just called. Where are you at? AM, PM?
I'm at an AM, PM in Davis. There's a car wash. There's a lady walking in right here. She could tell you. I swear to God.
All right. Are you in your car? Get in your car. Have you bought the car wash yet?
No, not yet, because you guys hung up on me.
Buy the car wash.
Hey, put the other guy on hold, Joe. Hold on. Here's one of your compatriots from Northern California. Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, fat ass.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the air.
I was just calling that guy from Davis as a liar because I live out here in Sacramento and AM PM doesn't have car washes.
He said he's actually going to let us talk to the guy that's selling him the car wash.
John, what do you say to Jerry?
Arco, it's an Arco AM PM. They don't have car washes. None of them do. Sorry.
I don't even know who's talking to who right now.
Who is that, John or Jerry?
This is John. There's a car wash here at the AM PM in Davis. They don't have a Sacramento because Sacramento is not Davis. Davis is an area that's nicer than Sacramento. Okay. Sacramento's there.
So you're standing by, John, you're standing right by the fact that at this AM PM, there is an incident. You have to say it that way so people from around the country know what you're talking about.
Right. Right. Look, I bought the car wash. I'm going to get my car.
Here's somebody else from the same area. Hello, Dean.
Hey, how you doing? If he's at the AM PM on Mace Boulevard, it is a brand new
AM PM. What is the deal with the phones out there today?
It is a brand new AM PM, and they do have a car wash.
It's too done.
Well, what's the address of the AM PM you're talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what the address is, but it's on Mace Boulevard.
AM PM.
Mace Boulevard in Davis.
Okay, thank you. I tell you what, when we come back...
Mace Boulevard. It's where they invented the spray.
Hold off on the Craig thing. Okay. It's good. If we don't get to it today, we'll do it tomorrow. John, buy the goddamn car wash. We'll come right back.
I'm sitting right here at the car wash right now.
Are you on Mace Boulevard or Mace Boulevard, like
it's
the guy
Mace.
Said? What?
It's a brand new AM on Mace Boulevard in Davis.
We have to break for commercials right now.
Here's a piece of advice for all people from Sacramento.
We have to break, Mike.
Answer the questions... when the question is finished.
Get ready.
Fat ass.
Get ready to go in the car wash. We'll come to you right after the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Hold on, please.
It does sound good.
It does. On paper.
It's too darn hot.
I'm not doing my homoerotic dance, though.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.